This is the Mosh Pit Backstage podcast for punk, metal, and rock interviews and segments.
Hi, this is Martin from At The Gates, and you're listening to Mosh Pit on Sin.
At The Gates is a Swedish melodic death metal band who, along with In Flames and Dark Tranquility, has been recognised as one of the progenitors of the genre. They reunited after breaking up in 1996, but reforming from some tours in 2008-2010 onwards, and then announced in 2014 that they'd be recording a new album, At War With Reality, which was released in 2014. They'll be touring Australia at the end of October, playing at the Corner Hotel in Melbourne on Friday the 30th of October. I'm joined by the guitarist Martin Larson. Hello, Martin.
Hello.
So last time you toured here, which was actually for the first time, you hadn't recorded your new album. How does it feel to be playing new material amongst the old?
It feels great, and I'm actually a little surprised of how well it blends in with the old material, the new stuff.
So it had been about 19 years since you broke up to getting back together. Now, when you first got back together, you only wanted to do some shows. There was no sort of plans to do a new record. What is it about the touring or live experience that made you guys want to bring back the old band, I guess?
Well, I guess it comes down to we had too much fun, and we... Nowadays, we're friends first and a band second. We just didn't want to stop, and gradually we realized that we were. After touring year after year, since the reunion, we started to realize that we are in fact a band, and bands make music. So that was the logical next step for us. When we said back years ago that we wouldn't record any new music, we honestly meant that, and we believed that, but, you know, things change.
Mm. So when you're on tour in a country like Australia, do you get to explore it all? Do you get to go out and look at anything, or is it pretty compacted? I mean, is it pretty, you know, you get there, do the show,
well,
and then you go?
Sadly, a lot of it is like that. Last time we had time to go to some kind of animal refuge thing in Brisbane, which was nice. But that was about the sighting we had time for. Because the distances are so large. So you play a show and then back to the hotel, and as soon as you wake up, you're on the way to the airport to the next city.
Yeah, it's not exactly...
And there are only so many hours in a day.
Yeah, it's not exactly a well-designed country for touring, unfortunately. Sorry about that.
No, but it's exotic to me. I like being there. I'm really stoked to go there again.
So with your latest album, At War With Reality, it sort of came after, as we've mentioned, the bands had no plans to release any new material. Did anyone actually take any convincing to get involved with the process?
Not really. It just, we started in 08 to do shows, reunion shows, and the album came out in 14, so that's 6 years. Mm. And so it was a slow but steady process, just realizing that we wanted to make new music.
So you play bass in another band called Agrimonia. And you play guitar in At The Gates. Do you have a preference for either? Is there any instrument that you prefer, or does it not bother you?
No, I like the variety of playing both. It's hard because metal is such a dense music, especially with two guitars. I try to play more bass in Agrimonia as opposed to just copying the guitars. But it's a bit hard because there's not so much space in metal to branch out and do proper bass playing.
Before we finish off, is there anything else you'd like to say or mention?
Well, I'm really excited. We're all very excited to go back to Australia. it's only the second time for At the Gates. Some of the guys have been there before with other bands as well. But for me personally, it's only the second time. And I had such a good time last time, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome, we look forward to it too. So At the Gates is touring for their At War With Reality album, and they'll be in the Corner Hotel in Melbourne on Friday the 13th of October. Martin, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for the support.
Thanks for listening to the Moshpit Backstage Podcast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Omni. To find out more about the show, go to www.syn.org.au/moshpit. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/moshpitonsin and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at moshpitsin. The regular Moshpit radio show broadcasts punk, rock and metal tunes and interviews every Thursday nights on Sin 9.7 on FM and digital radios. Listeners outside of Melbourne, Australia can stream Sin 9.7 online at www.syn.org.au. Thanks to Vintage Ruin for the music.
Hi, this is Tomato from Flash Gun Apocalypse.
Hi, I'm Enid from Girls Go.
I am Phoebe Pinnock from Heaven the Axe.
Hey, this is Gary Oldmead of The Misfits.
Hey, this is Kat Sproul from Horizon's Edge, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin FM.
Hi, this is Aina from Leopard.
Hi, I'm Virginia Lilly from the band Lily.
This is Raul from 1449.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ali from Uberhead.
Hey everybody, this is Charlie Benante with Anthrax, and you are listening to the Mosh Pit on Sin.